Stay tuned for Heart of Mind Radio for the new millennium. Welcome. Heart of Mind is a program primarily about spirituality, consciousness, and health. We speak a lot about the politics of the world that we're living in and the state of our life, how we manage to navigate through with so much chaos going on all around us. And it's a challenge. It can really be a challenge. And so over the last few days, I've been writing quite a bit, primarily in regard to the work that I do when I'm not on the radio, which is as a energy worker, helping people and teaching and offering counsel based on my training as a vibrational healer and Qigong teacher. So I've been working on that a lot because I'm looking to expand that capacity. And I woke up early this morning and I decided to record a little bit of it. And since I'm here with you now, I'm going to share it with you. It's about 13 something minutes long, so it's not very long. But I certainly would welcome your feedback. You could always reach out to me in many ways, by calling, by email. And I'll give out my contact information a bit later. But now I'm just going to take us into another piece of music. We heard Air and Angels by Lotus and Come to the River by Diane Reeves. And now I'm going to play Can't Find My Way Back Home. Is life. I'm doing my life 'cause I can. I'm doing my life because I want to. Desire to explore life through inner playfulness, inner expansion, and inner knowing. The only way to allow this desire to blossom is to get on with it. It is a process and a processing. It is a finally letting go. It is crawling. It is playing. It is learning. learning to know the deepest facet of our being and to blossom the desire to live. It is within that the dimensions hide. It is from within that the forgotten doors can be found, opened, and its content set free. The body holds the key to all of these forgotten doors. The old hurts, the lost innocence, the disappointment and bitterness, all those shameful things we hide from ourselves. But these hidden things become the aches that bind us, the stiff shoulder, the poor digestion, the compromised immune system, the sense of being lost. We become blind to it all, till it speaks through the ills that befall us. The body freezes when it is holding on to the density of time. Occurrences trapped in time and stored in the tissues of our body. These storage points emanate an energy that triggers, transporting us back to that moment in time. We become captured by it. That frozen bit of time becomes a relentless stalker, attempting to bring the problem into our awareness. But too often we stuff it down, whether it is a thought or gut feeling, a fear or a closing down of the heart. Little bits of time embed in the tissues, slowly freezing and deadening them, weakening our tissues and leaving little strength to ward off pathogens and disease. The question to ask ourselves about this is, how should we respond to this condition? In some measure, this depends on our temperament and need. I simply offer a path based on the road I've tread. From my perspective, energetic vibration such as Reiki, Prana, Chi, and the like are a language that speaks through motility, the dance of life, always in flow, up and down, this way and that, much like the wind and the waves of the ocean. Qigong provides that which cannot be said in words. It is that which is felt and heard in the body. Thoughts alone cannot provide a balanced response. We can move as the dance moves. Dance to the rhythm of our breath and harmonize our breath to the wind and waves. We can tune our perception into the vibrational rays of light emanating from portals within. Dance to the doors that hold the myths that hold us in place. Motility is a state of capability of movement. At the cellular level, it protects, fortifies and improves function. At the level of digestion and processing, its comprehension reveals hidden states of being and feeling, forgotten wounds, and lost dreams. Activating the state of elimination, which includes apprehending, forgiving, grieving, disposing, and moving on. The totality of movement, seen and unseen, allows the release of stagnant old and the rebirth of the ancient I am, the one who came to this realm to live. And once we have cleansed the portals within, we can use them to transport to the stars. Kun Li Sheng is a spiritual Qigong practice with components derived from Taoism, Buddhism, and TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, with a hint of Cherokee, Aztec, Dogon, and Dagara wisdom. Movement, breath, tone, resonance, vision, fully formed conceptual perception, and motility. It isn't the form. It is the way we do any given formation. Doing it in such a way that allows our inner perception to discern the meaning in the language of motility. It is a way of applying the practice to enhance and uplift our lived experience. From the Tao, Kun Li Sheng. Kun, space, available and nurturing. The receptive and formative quality of being that allows all things to become what they are. Trust, cultivating an ability to relax into the unknown and unknowable, with the knowledge that despite limited perception and understanding, when unobstructed, all will and does proceed in accordance with the law of love. Li, radiance, growing light, spreading the power of conscious awareness in all directions. Knowledge, cultivating an alignment and resonance with the law of love and its natural outpouring to flourish one's state of being. Sheng, ascending, climbing step by step, moving towards a finer and refined quality of existence, precise and subtle. Experience, cultivating the discipline, the journey, the mission to which we are called. Purpose, returning to the expression of source wisdom within and as the manifestation of being. Note, the law of love is the means of source flow, expressing as manifested reality. As such, love is a resonance of vibration emanating from the source. To be alive is to be loved. We can believe it or not. We can resist it. We can move against it. However, alive or dead, despite the dimension or narrative we operate within, all that is always eventually returns to the source of love. This is the law of love. This reading is presented by the author, Catherine Davis, host and producer of Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium, and founder of Kun Li Sheng Qigong. Websites are daoqigonglife.com, daoqigonglife.com, heartofmindradio.com, heartofmindradio.com, and qigongonline.net, qigongonline.net. So it's really important that we take the time for self-care, no matter what else is going on. And the first and primary thing we can do is to bring our awareness to our breath and feel the breath moving in and out of our body, allowing our breath to flow and allowing our awareness to join the flow of our breath, relaxing with each exhale, expanding with each inhale, allowing the body to be free to move through tension, and to move in an expression of whatever our inner feelings and thoughts may be, allowing us to work out and work through, working through the dynamic of breath and movement and flowing energy within. It's how we can keep ourselves alive and vibrant and vital by just giving ourselves that little bit of time every day to move and to experience at the most basic level what it is to be alive. If you gaze into nature, you can see the trees and their leaves shimmering, moving to the rhythms. The trunk of the tree sometimes also sways and moves. Flowers emanate their scent, and the scent flows, though we may not see it, on the rhythms of breeze. So we can become like that, as very vibrant and vital living beings in a natural existence, reminding ourselves that we are something so much more precious than any man-made thing or man-made concept. So just take a moment to move. If you want to stand up, stand up. If you want to stretch, stretch. If you just want to move your body, your shoulders and your hips, just allow yourself to get into that natural flow, rising from deep, deep inside and expressing through your movements, through your tones, through your breath. You can choose to be still and just breathe. Feel your breath enlivening your body. And just to review some of the music we heard, Come to the River by Diane Reeves from her Art and Survival CD. And before that, we heard Air and Angels by Lotus. Can't Find My Way Back Home by Blind Faith. Behind My Reading, we heard Aeon by Karunesh from his Sun Within CD. And Freedom From Oneself by Parijat from their Offerings album. And following the reading, I played for you Presence by Ty Burton, Bill Douglas, and Amy Ipatli from the Invocation album, and The Waiting by Michael Hopp, Martin Tillman, and Tim Weather from their Afterglow album. And now we're hearing Karunesh again, Expansion, Heart Chakra Meditation. Breathe with your heart. Allow your awareness to move through the center of your chest. Expand on all sides. And listen to the wisdom that rises from deep within. Are you dancing? Excellent. So I had a whole stack of news items to share with you, sharing some of the digging I do in the world of news, but decided, you know, I think we need a rest from all the madness, so I took it in another direction. You're listening to Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and if you're wondering about the music, this is music that I have on my playlist on Spotify. And I use this music in my classes. I use it when I'm writing or doing art of some kind, just to relax and take my energy, plug it, take it out of the chaotic world around me and plug it in to the music. And I don't know if they have free or if it's by subscription only, but I do have an account there. I like it because rather than the YouTube, you always have to be subjected to advertising, and that is most annoying. But if you wanted to look for this music, if you are on Spotify, my playlist is called Kindred Spirit, and that is the first piece in the playlist by Duder. And if you wanted to look for the account, it's under my first and middle name, Catherine Annette, KathryNAnnette, Catherine Annette. The playlist is called Kindred Spirit, and it's 95 songs, 11 hours, and 48 minutes of deep relaxation. So it's I enjoy it, and it helps. It really helps. Music is one of the most powerful healing forces that we have in the world, and there are so many amazing artists who have dedicated their talents to making this beautiful music. And let's see, I will play a little bit of the Kindred Spirit perhaps behind us. One of the things I wanted to emphasize from the reading that I shared was to understand the process that I was speaking of. I was speaking of bits of time. And since the onset of quantum physics and all of these theories, including the theory of everything that Michio Kaku sometimes speaks about, is this notion that we live in multiple dimensions, many levels of being. And if not that, at least that there are these multi-levels of being that are adjacent to our reality existence. And one of those misunderstandings that we have is that we live in a linear timescape. We really don't. And it's this lack of understanding that keeps us trapped into states of being wounded and states of melancholy, states of, as I said, being lost, feeling lost in the world. It's because we are not in our present moment entirely. And all of these occurrences that took place throughout our life, from birth through early childhood, through young adult, through who we are in this moment, whatever age that may be. Each of those moments are still accessible in time. And maybe not in the way we can conceive. We can't go back to having a little body, but we can go back to whatever signature that time frame has on our current existence. So if you were damaged or wounded or harmed or frightened or confused at some of these earlier developmental stages, and all of our stages of life in some way or another are developmental, but some of the ones that occurred when we were innocent and defenseless, the only way we could survive psychologically in our mind is to contain that event and separate it from ourself as if it didn't exist. So the experience is forgotten, but it doesn't leave our energetic field. It gets stored inside of us. And whatever that vulnerability is, it emanates a certain kind of signal or trigger, so that when in our present time something occurs that triggers, that is in resonance with that earlier event, we psychologically, emotionally, and in all ways perhaps other than biological age, get triggered back to that infant state, to that child state, to that teenage state, wherever the incident occurred. And we can go on a lifetime living out our lives like a wounded 3-year-old. So when I speak about these inner doors, is to be able to work through our awareness, not so much thoughts, just by being aware, seeing and hearing and understanding and bringing a sense of compassion, forgiveness, and tenderness back to these old wounds. We breathe through them and we set that energy free, so that it can ultimately be dissipated from our body. And as that energy is dissipated, that trigger, that means that that part of us that was captured by that experience becomes liberated. And we, in our current state of being, are able to reabsorb that part of ourself that we had lost. And it's a process. You go through and you work through a lot of these things as you are engaging in. It's a self-healing process. It can be assisted and guided, but largely it has to be self-motivated. And as we clear up all that energy, then we have the capacity to be on full cylinders in our present day and time. We become less vulnerable to manipulation because the triggers are not there. And we can see more readily what's happening in the world around us. So it's a very powerful way of understanding the healing process. Because when we neglect that process of healing, all of those old energies manifest in our body as ill health. The energy impacts the cellular structure, beginning to freeze and cause dysfunction. Cells die off. Died cells become diseased states. And then we try to deal with it from the advanced stage. So even when it first appears, that's still an advanced state. But we can work with that. And then sometimes it develops into a life-threatening state. We can still work with that in this energetic way, even as an accompaniment to other kinds of allopathic therapy you may be needing, be it some kind of medicine, some kind of surgery, sometimes at the end stage that is needed. But we don't have to rely upon that alone, and we can begin to rebuild our health and sustain our being from within by healing what's old and reconnecting to the source that I was speaking of, that energy of manifestation embodied in the law of love. And as we express that through our lives, we are able to sustain and navigate with much greater success. We are at the end of today's broadcast. I'll leave you with a bit of music. And please stay tuned for all the wonderful programming that's coming up today, right here on the same station going forward. Stay tuned. Emmi uni uania e iurida si ianin allue imminaba. This piece is called Kiss of a Rose. Yeah.